This audio file is part of the Off to a Running Start training program, developed by certified running coach and ultramarathoner Jeanette Beninati and narrated by Andrea Toman. For more information, visit offtoarunningstart.com. Enjoy! Oh, and if you haven't been running on a regular basis, it would be a good idea to check with your doctor before starting this program. Make sure you warm up. A few minutes of walking, jogging, or stretching should do. Welcome to the fourth and final week of the program. We're so happy you made the decision to get healthier, run faster, and improve yourself as a runner. This 30-minute session focuses on running intervals. Hopefully, you've already tried the program tutorial in addition to the workouts for the first 3 weeks of the program. These sessions will definitely help you get the most out of this and any future Off to a Running Start workouts you'd like to try. In this workout, you'll be running to music at 180 beats per minute, in addition to sprinting at higher beats per minute during the interval components. Start running and time your steps to the music to get the most out of this session. Congratulations on sticking with it. This is your fourth and final week, so you're almost done with this training program. Tremendous! In the first 3 weeks of this program, we examined the key components of good running form, explored the benefits of increasing your running cadence, and learned about the negative effects of heel striking and overstriding. This week, we're going to continue to focus on all of these things in addition to learning about time-based interval training as an alternative to speed workouts at the track. But before we jump into this new subject, let's review what we've learned so far. It's important to be aware of your running form while you are running. And since you're running right now, let's do a quick form check. First, how is your posture? Where are your eyes looking? Is your head down or upright? Try to keep your head up and look at the ground several feet ahead of you and not at your feet. Your feet know what they're supposed to do. Keep a slight bend in your ankles, not at your waist. And remember to imagine there's a rope coming out of your head being pulled by a helicopter. This should put your body into the correct alignment. Your arms should be swinging close to your body at just smaller than 90 degree angles, in time with your step rate. Remember, your arms reciprocate the movement of your legs, so if you're not moving them as quickly as you'd like your legs to be moving, they could actually slow you down. And finally, remember to push off with your hips from the ground behind you, with each step with a sweeping, not pounding motion. What about your feet? Are they hitting the ground below or just in front of your hips like they should be? Are they coming down on your heels or closer to your midfoot? If you're landing hard on your heels, try to rotate your foot slightly inward, which is known as pronating, towards the front of your foot as you take each step. A little bit of inward pronation is normal and desired. Just try to be conscious of not landing on your heels with a pounding motion as much as possible, and you'll start to get out of the heel striking habit naturally. If this means you need to shorten your stride a little for now, that's okay. Also think about your flight time. Your contact with the ground should be as minimal as possible, which means your air time should be at its maximum. And keep your cadence up. Fast, quick feet should be this week's mantra. But since you're now running at 180 steps per minute, if you feel it's just too quick for you right now, that's okay. Just stop the audio and select a session from week 3. It's perfectly fine to repeat sessions as many times as you'd like. In another week or so, you can try this session again. This week, we're focusing on another important topic that can not only help you improve your overall running form, but it can also help you run faster. And best of all, these are workouts that are greatly enhanced by music. Of course, we're talking about interval workouts, sometimes known as HIIT or high-intensity interval training. According to Alex Hutchinson of Runner's World magazine, quick intervals build speed, strength, and efficiency. Sprints, when added to typical training, offer a boost in building strength, developing good form, and recruiting muscles efficiently, all of which pay off even if you're a long-distance runner. In addition, they can be a great alternative to long-distance running when you're pressed for time. In fact, there's research to support the notion that spending shorter amounts of time on high-intensity interval training can be more effective, both aerobically as well as anaerobically, than longer amounts of time spent on regular cardio workouts that you may be used to doing. As a runner, or even as a child participating in recreational sports such as baseball, soccer, or basketball, you've probably completed your share of workouts at the track. Track workouts usually involve sprinting different distances on a standard 400-meter track, where four laps equals a mile. During these types of workouts, athletes often run repeats of a certain distance with periods of rest in between. For example, they may run half a lap or 200 meters at nearly full speed, and then complete the rest of the lap at a slow jogging pace, possibly even resting for a few minutes before doing it again. In fact, technically, the term interval refers to the recovery period in between the high-intensity portions, but it's also commonly used to describe any workout that includes fast and slow repeats. For this program, we're going to use the term interval loosely. So what are all the benefits of adding these bursts of high-intensity running into your training program? Let's find out after you run to the beat for a few minutes. We'll be back before you know it. You're already one quarter of the way through this workout. Brilliant! According to Runners Connect, many studies have compared intense interval running with moderate continuous running with these findings. Number one, there's evidence showing that much greater training effects can be achieved with interval running within the same period of time. Number two, intense interval workouts improve your aerobic and anaerobic endurance, increase your VO2 max, and improve your running performance. Whoa, wait a second. I know what increased running endurance and performance mean, but what is VO2 max, and why would I want to increase it? Put simply, VO2 max measures the amount of oxygen your body takes in while running, and a higher value means your body can take in and deliver more oxygen to your muscles, enabling you to run faster for a given effort. So increasing it is a good thing. Number three. The post-workout afterburn effect of an interval workout also burns additional calories. Great news if you're trying to lose weight safely. And another thing, Don't forget to warm up before starting intervals. Try to walk or run slowly for at least 10 minutes before increasing your speed during an interval workout to ensure your muscles are warm and you don't risk pulling or straining something. Let's talk about the difference between a time-based interval workout and a track workout that's based on distance. As we mentioned earlier, one lap around the track equals 400 meters or a quarter of a mile. Therefore, half a lap or 200 meters equals an eighth of a mile. These type of workouts usually involve 200 meter, 400 meter, or possibly even 800 meter repeats. Track workouts are a great option if you happen to live near a track. But not all of us are that fortunate or motivated, and that's where time-based intervals come in. The effort involved in completing a time-based workout and the benefits realized are the same as those of a distance-based one, with one huge advantage. You could do time-based intervals just about anywhere, on any surface, or any time you'd like. But we suggest trying these on a sidewalk, roadway where there's no traffic, or similar running surface, on terrain that's not very hilly, at least to start. Let's try an example of time-based intervals right now. We're going to slow the tempo down for a moment to simulate the rest phase. In fact, for this first interval, we're going to slow it down to a walk, and then bump it up to a running sprint for 30 seconds, and then bring it back down to a walk so you can recover easily. Listen for the new beat and start walking right now. Walk for another 30 seconds and we'll tell you when to start sprinting. Your sprint is going to be 30 seconds long, and then you can start walking again. Ready? Start sprinting now. Okay, you can walk now. Catch your breath and make sure you find the beat. And now you know what it's like to run a high-intensity interval. So, how did that 30-second sprint feel? Did it invigorate you? Do you want to do another one, or did it totally wipe you out? Hopefully, you found it a welcome change to your normal running routine. So, let's try another one. This time, we're going to sprint just a little bit faster than we did the last time. Oh, and the sprint is going to last 1 minute. Are you up for the challenge? We'll remain at this cadence for 1 minute before trying our 1 minute sprint. get ready to start sprinting. Think about whether or not interval workouts have been the missing link in your overall running program. Let's crank up the volume and we'll let you know when you should slow it down and recover. You can slow down now and start recovering. In fact, that was enough work for right now. Continue to recover as we gradually increase your cadence back to 180. We'll pick up again towards the end of this session. Start running now. We'll be right back. Magnificent. You're not only almost done with this session, you're almost done with the entire program. Far out. Hopefully, you've been thinking about how adding intervals into your training can be a good thing indeed. And to make it easier for you to practice them, we've included an interval-based workout into this program as the third session for this week. As always, you can try the practice session that's also included tomorrow or the next day. And then a day or so later, you can try the interval workout. During this 30-minute workout, you'll alternate running and walking at various cadences and for varying lengths of time, all by simply listening to the audio cues while stepping to the beat. We think you'll find it both refreshing change to your normal routine and challenging to boot. As this workout comes to a close, let's review everything we've learned in this four-week program. Most people who run do so without any formal training. After all, running is a natural thing, right? And some people run strictly for fun, never striving to improve their form, speed, or overall performance. But unfortunately, sometimes not paying attention to these things can lead to injury or fatigue with the sport. And we don't want either of these things to happen to you. That's why we put this program together. So keep the following things in mind while you run. When running, pay attention to your basic form. Make sure you are running upright with a slight lean in the ankles, not looking down at your feet. Swing your arms low and comfortably at your sides in time with the movement of your legs. Don't reach your forward foot out too far in front of you, but rather ensure it lands below your hips, shortening the length of your stride if necessary. And push off from the ground behind you, powering the movement with your hips with a gliding, sweeping motion. Think about how long you're in the air between each step, if at all. The longer you're in flight and the less contact your feet have with the ground, the healthier and faster your running will be. Pay attention to your cadence. Even when you are not running to music, think about how fast your feet are moving. You don't have to count your steps per se, but try to make sure your steps are short and quick, especially while running on difficult terrain or uphill. Pretend you're running on eggshells. At least once a week, add some high-intensity workouts to your training, such as sprinting uphill or interval workouts. And finally, above all else, enjoy your running. It is truly one of the healthiest things you can do for your body, as well as your mind, and if done properly, will be something you can rely on for the rest of your life. thank you for participating in this 4-week training program. Don't forget to try the practice, interval, and tempo run workouts during the rest of this week. If you enjoyed the program and want to share it with family and friends, just have them go to www.offtoarunningstart.com to get started. Or have them join the Off to a Running Start Facebook group or follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Running to the beat.